The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 27th of October. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Tottenham Hotspur have moved up to fifth in the Premier League table. A second half goal by Heung-min Son handed Spurs a 1-0 win over Burnley at Turf Moor last night. Jose Mourinho says it was a hard-fought victory.
It's the kind of match that has all the ingredients to lose points unless you want very, very much to win it. And when you want very, very much to win matches is when you can do something special.
Brighton and West Bromwich Albion drew 1-1 at the Amex Stadium. An own goal by Jake Livermore put Brighton in front before Carlan Grant equalised. Liverpool and Manchester City will bid to make it back-to-back wins in the group stage of the Champions League later tonight. The Reds welcome FC Midtjylland of Denmark to Anfield for an 8 o'clock start in Group D. Thiago, Joel Matip and Naby Keita are set to miss the game. It should be straightforward for Liverpool, but their boss Jurgen Klopp is not taking anything for granted.
They are good. They are really good. And the 4-0 against Atlanta was not a 4-0. It was a 4-0 because that's the result, but it didn't look like this kind of game. They were really in the game. Possession, it was pretty level, both teams. The football playing side, different ideas.
Also at 8 p.m. in Group C, City are away to Marseille. Sergio Aguero will sit out that game because of a hamstring problem. He could be out for a month. Shamrock Rovers may have to wait to get their hands on the SSE Electricity League Premier Division title. Derry City have called off tomorrow's trip to Tallaght Stadium after two positive COVID-19 tests at the Ulster club. Rovers won the league last weekend. The final round of fixtures take place in the First Division tonight. Cabinteely entertain leaders Drogheda United, who can seal the title and promotion with a win. Athlone Town host second place Bray Wanderers. UCD head west to face Galway United. Longford Town are away to bottom club Wexford. And Shamrock Rovers 2 and Cove Ramblers meet at St Comyn's Park. All of those matches kick off at 7:45. In rugby, Munster made it 3 wins from 3 in the Pro 14 last night. The Southern Province scored 5 tries and a 38-27 victory over Cardiff Blues under the floodlights at Thomond Park. Gavin Coombs touched down twice with Kevin O'Byrne, Jack O'Donoghue and JJ Hanrahan also crossing the whitewash. Ben Healy kicked 5 conversions and a penalty. The result means Munster are top of Conference B. In Gaelic games, Galway have suffered a significant blow with the new star forward Damien Comer is set to miss the entire Intercounty Football Championship. He's set to spend 6 weeks on the sidelines with a hamstring injury. The tribesmen start their Connacht campaign against Sligo next week. Meanwhile, Cork pair Owen Cadogan and Dara Fitzgibbon are to miss Saturday's Munster Senior Hurling Championship semi-final match against Waterford because of injury. Stage 7 of cycling's Vuelta España takes place today with riders facing a 159-kilometre climb from Vitoria to Villanova de Valgovia. Dan Martin is third in overall classification heading into the second week of the event. Ecuador's Richard Carapaz is the current race leader. Now coming up on OTB AM with Gerga Roy and Owen Sheen from 7:30, we're chatting to Tommy Walsh, Andy Dunn, Michael Verney and Daniel Harris on this morning show. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.